You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How currency markets and global oil prices are tracking the new uncertainty in Russia. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In Russia, this weekend's rebellion of armed mercenaries led by a warlord was brief, and the leader of the Wagner Group is now said to be outside Russia, though it's not clear where. As experts try to assess damage to Russian leader Vladimir Putin's authority, money is flowing, especially away from the Russian currency. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
The Russian ruble hit a 15-month low in early trading Monday, though it has rebounded a bit since. Still, the fallout from the weekend's stunning news led the currency to its lowest point since shortly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in early 2022. The rebellion also shook oil markets, as traders worried the instability in the oil-producing region could have broader effects on global energy supplies. The price of Brent crude was up as high as 1.25% Monday before falling back. And even though the region appears to have stepped back from the brink of an even greater crisis, the rebellion could lead to more caution from investors. Early Monday, traders were flocking to a common safe haven investment in times of turmoil, gold. Gold prices were up about 0.6% this morning. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
The Agriculture Department has granted full regulatory approval to two companies that cultivate meat. It's meat by propagating animal cells, not from slaughter, that companies see as humane and better for the environment. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Sometime in the next few months, you'll be able to eat cell-cultivated chicken at Bar Kren, a high-end restaurant in San Francisco run by a 3-Michelin-star chef. Amy Chen is COO at Upside Foods, one of the two Bay Area companies that got the USDA seal of approval.
When consumers try something new and encounter it for the first time, we want to make sure that it's a good experience. And the best way for that to happen is to have a professional chef to prepare the dish itself.
As opposed to dad bringing home cultivated meat from the store, overcooking it, and blaming it on bad stem cells. There's also just logistical obstacles to getting cultivated meat to the supermarket. The industry has to scale up. But Bruce Friedrich at the Good Food Institute is confident the industry will get there eventually.
Well, it's exactly like renewable energy and electric vehicles. The products are going to cost more until they have the capacity to scale up.
And right now, cell-cultivated meat is a bit like the Tesla of environmentally friendly proteins. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
The companies cultivating meat are privately held and not on stock exchanges yet. Eat Just, Mossa, Believer, Maltus, BioBetter, and Upside. Today, officials in state capitals are refreshing their browsers, awaiting news on how much of the $42 billion in federal money to upgrade internet connectivity will come their way. It's part of the 2021 infrastructure law. The money is being apportioned according to new, more accurate maps of places where broadband is the worst. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're keeping an eye on a major business of sports story. Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi appears headed to the U.S. He's set to sign with the Major League Soccer club Inter Miami. The winning bid reportedly includes money from tech giant Apple, which is interesting. Andres Martinez, a professor at Arizona State University's Cronkite School, joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
Reports are that the deal for Messi was sweetened by Apple, kicking in maybe some money. Why would they pay for this?
The real story here is that it's essentially Apple TV that's acquiring the world superstar in the, you know, our default global sport. Apple signed a 10-year deal with the MLS for global TV rights, and it is going to give revenue sharing participation to Messi. This is the rise of media within sports as the driving purpose. There was a study of Nielsen ratings done by Sportico that showed that 94 of the most watched telecasts in the U.S. were live sporting events. And I think that's what Apple is seeing, that if you want to drive subscriptions, you have to offer compelling live sport.
Yeah, if they can just juice up interest in the U.S., but this could work. That could be the strategy.
And we have seen the rise of soccer within the U.S. and the rise of the U.S. within the global sport. And I think technology and media is really driving this. I mean, we read a lot about how, you know, we're rethinking globalization. Globalization is, you know, running out of fuel and we're retrenching. Sport hasn't gotten that memo. We're seeing an acceleration of globalization in sport.
You know, given Apple's role in international soccer now, it almost seems like it was a plot. Remember Apple's big comedy was Ted Lasso, right? Which was essentially a vehicle to introduce to, for instance, U.S. audiences, how that crazy overseas soccer stuff works.
Yes. And it's very meta because if you'll recall, Ted Lasso, the character, was first created by NBC to promote, you know, their acquisition of the rights to the Premier League in the U.S. And then years later, Apple took that character and made it into this comedy that we all love that transcends soccer itself. But it's an interesting marriage of this global sport and the global reach of U.S. media. I mean, Leo Messi, to come back to the latest news, he has 3 times more Instagram followers than LeBron James. So this is, I think, why Apple is saying, Leo Messi, we're not just going to write you a big check. You deserve equity in what we're trying to do here.
Andres Martinez is editorial director of Future Tense, a collaboration between Arizona State, the think tank New America, and the media outlet Slate to cover emerging technologies, public policy, and society. He's also on the faculty at Arizona State. Professor Martinez, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.